Hello, listeners. Today is one of the most anticipated days of the year because we are about to announce the 2024 Loreto Villanova College musical. And I have with me Mrs. Stephanie Tudor, the curriculum leader for creative arts and the director of the show. Welcome, Steph.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Okay, so by the time people are listening to this podcast via the newsletter, we will have already made an announcement on Assembly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And yep. So we'll have Villa. But for our parents listening at home, what is the school musical for 2024?
So a 2024 school musical is actually Legally Blonde.
Wow, okay, yeah. That is exciting.
Yeah, we're super excited about it, and I'm hoping by the time people are listening to it, the community will be very excited about it as well. Mm. We're very proud of the shows that we put on and the musicals we produce, and we're really excited to get stuck into this one and explore Elwood's story.
Mm-hmm. So let's go back in time because you and I have been connected to mm-hmm. musicals at Loreto for a very long time. So together we have done Mary Poppins.
Mm-hmm.
And then before that,
we worked with Villa on Footloose.
That's right.
And then before that we did Guys and Dolls.
That's right.
2016,
okay,
I think.
So we've done a few. Have we missed any in between there?
High School Musical.
That's right. Okay, so it's a much anticipated event. Why do you think it draws the community together and sells? Tickets sell literally. So if you're listening, get your tickets today. The tickets literally sell in a couple of days, don't they?
Yeah, I think because it is such a celebration of the arts, mm-hmm. and for a lot of students, even our drama students, their parents don't get to see necessarily all the work they put in. And it's a really amazing coming together of our two communities. And we put the musical on in a crazy amount of time. It's week 5 of term 1. I think they're just inspired by all of the work mm-hmm. that the students produce. And I think for a lot of people, they don't get to see their kids do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we always have comments after the musicals, wow, I didn't know that student could do that, or wow, that was so amazing that they put themselves out there or they took that risk. And I think it's just such an amazing experience for the students. And while the end product is beautiful and we always put on a great show, I think, and you would know this from working behind the scenes as well, it is all the learning that goes on behind the scenes. It's the way the students meet challenges and overcome them. It's the ensemble. It's the way they support each other. And I think that just makes everything so much better.
Mm-hmm. And I think I've now had the luxury of being both the director, the producer for many, many, many years, but the last musical, both of my sons were in the musical. Unfortunately, we got struck down by COVID, mm-hmm. so they didn't get the full experience. But I think from a parent perspective, you know, those rehearsals are intense.
Mm-hmm.
They're long. We don't have a lot of time to pull it together, and I think parents really appreciate the work that their students are putting into the production, but also the staff, and of course there's a lot of staff involved. So tell me about Elwood's. We've seen the movie. How's the musical different? Because they're not always identical, are they, from stage to screen?
Yeah, I think the biggest change is actually not in Elle's character, is in Emmett's character, but I think that has a massive impact on the whole show, of their relationship and how that develops more. And I think she gets a little bit more heart and a little bit more, I wouldn't say attitude, because she's got a lot of attitude and a lot of determination mm-hmm. in the movie, but we see that relationship build and we get let into her thought process a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
The thing I love about musicals, besides a spontaneous dance number, is that we get to really see what that character's thinking in that moment through a song. And so you get to really unpack why she makes those moves or why she does what she does.
Mm.
And you really understand her motivation. And I think the thing that the musical highlights even more than the movie, if that's possible, is that this is a woman who is underestimated, undervalued, and, you know, pigeonholed because of the way she looks.
Mm.
And the musical does a beautiful thing in it, kind of letting her break free of that and explain why she wants to break free of that. And there's even a song called You Know So Much Better, and how she's so much better being who she wants to be and owning herself. And yeah, I'm excited to explore that kind of with the students as well, because that's the message obviously we want all of our students to have. But then we also have really fun dance numbers and amazing costumes and big chorus numbers. And so all of those things that you get in a traditional musical, it's just a much more, it's really interesting that it's so lighthearted in places and so emotional in other places. So it'll be great to see the students kind of flesh out those moments.
And from an audience perspective, we can probably only remember the light, funny moments in the movie, and it's great to come and have something that emerges as being a little bit more heartfelt and more thought-provoking. So I wish you all the best with it.
Thank you.
Good luck to all students who are auditioning. Mm-hmm. That's a whole other podcast around the courage it takes to audition. Be prepared. Rehearse. And hopefully they are successful. I know the show will be successful. It's always hotly contested to get a role. So good luck managing all of that. I know we want our students to do their very best, and I think when you're in an audience of a Loretto Villa musical, you are not disappointed. And you have a great night.
Yeah, and it was really nice last time. I was involved in High School Musical, but just come and have no involvement, sit in the audience, and you see
just
all of that
it.
And
yeah.
see the beautiful work and all of the effort that goes into those performances. So,
Okay, thanks, Steph. We'll get you back when we've got our leads and see what they're up to.
Yeah, exciting. Thank you.
Okay, bye.